Thank you for listening in to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you the good news that is happening all around the globe, from the economy to inspirational stories and everything in between. If you have a story and you'd like to share it with us, let us know at thegoodnewsispodcast@gmail.com. The stock market finished with its best first quarter in 14 years. For the first 3 months of the year, the Dow was up 8% and the S&P 12%, the best start since the great bull market of the 1990s. The NASDAQ had an even more remarkable run, up 19% for the year, according to the Associated Press. Not only that, in the measurements of almost every other indicator of U.S. economic health, optimism bubbled up with each new report released in March. In response to an ongoing campaign on Facebook, Mattel announced plans to create a bald Barbie doll for children suffering from hair loss. Instead of selling the dolls in stores, Mattel said it plans to give them directly to children affected by hair loss. The company says it will also give dolls to the Children's Cancer Foundations. You can check out the beautiful and bald Barbie on Facebook, which already has 152,000 fans to support the campaign. A Baltimore man spent much of his own money to dress up as Batman, even customizing his black sports car exactly like the comic book character. But this Batman isn't interested in fighting crime. He visits sick children in hospitals, handing out Batman toys and books to up-and-coming superheroes who first need to knock out cancer or other life-threatening foes. Like his caped crusader namesake, he doesn't seek credit for what he does. "I'm just doing it for the kids," he says. He spends $25,000 a year of his own money on Batman toys and memorabilia and signs every book, hat, t-shirt, and backpack he hands out. And our top story for today, since Boston Magazine published an article 1 month ago naming Lawrence, Massachusetts, the city of the damned and calling it godforsaken, outraged residents have been working to prove that there are more positive things in the city than the labels Nation's Stolen Car Capital would suggest. On March 1st, community leaders, parents, and teachers met at a cafe to discuss a strategy for turning around the public relations nightmare. They planned a rally marching 2 weeks later under the banner, "We Are Lawrence." The We Are Lawrence movement is building on what local high school students had already begun. Trying to reverse the town's negative stereotype, a group of teens began printing a newsletter called What's Good in the Hood, hand-delivering the positive news stories around town. Good in the Hood aims to give the city of Lawrence an image makeover. The passionate multicultural teens are empowering their city using funding to print their publication by selling ads to local businesses and organizations. Last summer, Good in the Hood won the Storytellers for Good documentary contest, which resulted in the filming of their own documentary in December. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.